Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's monthly More Success Team Legal Shield Group Conference call. We host this call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to assist our More Success Team associates that are interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. But before we get to tonight's special guest speaker, I'm excited to announce that the fee to become a Legal Shield associate has been reduced from $149 to $100 for the month of June. So what an incredible recruiting tool this is, and we're very, very excited about that. We'll actually be going over the promotion tonight along with the summer blockbuster tour on our More Success Team conference call at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I also want to congratulate the nearly 100 More Success Team associates that qualified for the all-inclusive Performance Club trip to Cancun, Mexico. Half of our associates are already on the trip. The other half will be leaving later this week. Of course, Ken, Randy, and Jeremy Moore all qualified for the trip, and very, very excited about that. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member, a $5,000 ring earner, a Platinum Four Executive Director, and the leader of our More Success Team now for the past 29 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
I'm right here, Randy. It's a pleasure always to be on this call with all these people, but if you seem a little sad tonight, I am. A lot of you know him, Reverend Jim Stark, been on the team for almost 29 years, been a friend of mine for 54 years. I've saved under his ministry. He's the guy that baptized me. Jim died today, and I'd like for you to remember his family. That's James Stark. Of course, you know Barbara and Manley Wilson and Peggy and Roger Wilson. They're all related to him. So if you'd remember to pray for that family, I would appreciate it. Now then, Randy, it's a privilege to introduce this next man because, you know, we was in the butchering business for years, and this gentleman was in the grocery business. There's a lot of things I'm going to say about him, but one thing I'd like to say about him, he's a diligent worker. He's a man that really cares. He's concerned about not only his family, he's concerned about God, he's concerned about the team, but he's concerned about the people that he markets to. He likes for those people to know what it's about so it can really give them the most benefits. That's the reason he has one of the highest percentages in Legal Shield today. He's been in for 11 years. After 8 years, he was earning more than he was making as a store manager for a grocery store. He worked for 31 years. Been in the Performance Club the last 117 years. He's qualified for all Performance Club trips since 2005, Randy. Sold over 4,900 memberships, probably been out over 5,000. I'm a little late on this. He has over 100 county services, 23 school districts. He's a $100,000 ring earner. He's a bronze executive director. He's just a great and a team member, my friend and yours, Mr. Bob Pelcher.
Well, good evening, Mr. Moore and Mr. Moore.
Thank you for being on, Bob. Of course, Jeremy's down there enjoying himself while we're here working tonight, but we'll get even with it.
On the beaches, I got that. So, but you read that just the way I typed it. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you did good, man. I mean, I'll send you the bill. No, I got to pay you $100. That's right. I get mixed up easy, Bob.
Well, you know, the best thing about Legal Shield, I can tell everybody, and I think we all agree, is the fellowship we have with each other, whether it's on the Moore team or just in the Legal Shield team. It's just great to be able to visit with others and learn from others and just share because, you know, one thing about our business I think is true is it's not like people are scared that if you tell somebody about this opportunity or tell them about the business, they're going to steal it from you or they're going to surpass you because every bit of this business we can exceed to whatever level we want and stay there as long as we want and do as much as we want. And I think that's what really, as I got involved with Legal Shield 11 years ago, I didn't know what I was doing. I think a lot of us can agree. Just like any job, and this is not a job, but just like a job, when you first go, you don't know what you're in for, and you have to learn what you're doing before you become better at it and better at it, and hopefully someday. And I can surely tell everybody on the call that Legal Shield is no different. You do have to learn what this company is about. Obviously, we all see the opportunity to make income, whether it's in networking, and a lot of us on this call focus a lot more on the group side of it. That's kind of where I spend most of my time. And, you know, that's something I found out as I did some networking. I did some small business, which I still do. But I found I really, you know, enjoyed the side of the group marketing. And it took a while to learn that because, as you mentioned before, Yes, I spent 31 years in the grocery business. Started in high school, thought it was a part-time job, and it was, but I never was able to leave that job, went full-time, and I spent the next 30 years doing that job. And when I was introduced to Legal Shield, I was just amazed at the product. I think everybody here can attest that that's what it's about. And as you get involved with this company, if you're not using the product, you don't know what you're missing. I mean, you can't share this opportunity without using the product. By doing that, it just allows everybody to understand what a great opportunity we have, a great service we have. And, you know, and 2.5 years into the business on a part-time basis, I was making more part-time with Legal Shield than I was as a store manager for a large grocery chain. And, you know, that's sad, but that's also good. It's sad that it took me 30 years to get to that level, but it took me 2.5 years part-time to get to that level with Legal Shield. And as some would say, that's a clue. That is a clue. It's a clue that there's time for change. And I made that change. And I've been full-time since March of 2005. Legal Shield's all I've done. I've actually had insurance companies, insurance representatives, try to recruit me into their line of work. I just had that happen here about 2 months ago with another company, a large company. And it's kind of a good feeling because it's not always about what I'm doing, but they're seeing the product we have. They see what we have. And when you get a large company like that trying to recruit you into their business, it just gives us that much more ammunition and to ourselves about how good we are in what we do. What I'd like to do a little bit this evening for those on the call, and I'm pretty sure most everybody on this call is already doing group business. There might be some brand new people, so I'll have a few, maybe some nuggets that might help them. But, you know, the first thing I think everybody can ask themselves if they haven't started much in group is, how do I get started in group? You know, what do I do? What's the first things I do? Well, first of all, you become an associate. We all know that. You need to go to meetings and trainings to learn about the product. That's an obvious. But you have to get to group schools. And you know, if you're within driving distance, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours, I encourage everybody to go to ADA for the group school, because you'll also get an opportunity to see the company, the corporate office, and that's so impressive. I know when I first went, and I know the Moores when they went, you know, we didn't have that office at that time, but that's okay. You know, we've been able to see the transition into what this company's turned into, which gives us that much more ammunition, again, to say, you know, what an amazing company. Look how much they've done and where they're going with this company. And, you know, I've been to a few group schools. I was fortunate enough to get to go down when Jimmy Parrish came, which just helped me so much learn. You know, and I've been doing group business for some time. So if you're out there doing group business for 3, 5, 6 years, 10 years, and you've only been to 1 or 2 group schools, you don't know what you don't know. You've got to get back to some more training and go to some of the best out there. You know, Mark Seguin's been to ADA. You want to go see him. I keep waiting for somebody like a Linda Bowden to do a training down there. But, yeah, we'll see where that goes. You know, when I get started in group and what I'm doing today, a lot of, and be honest, this is what I do. This is not, I'm telling you what to do. I'm just telling you this is what I do. Jimmy Parrish has got things he does, and obviously it's extremely successful. You know, everybody's got different things that work for them. And, you know, what I encourage everybody to do is take notes from every group trainer out there and then find out which ones work for you, which ones you feel comfortable doing. You know, when we talk about making a list of companies, it's no different than making a list of individuals. You follow your warm market. Follow your dollar. You know, Mr. Moore, you've said so many times, you know, follow your dollar. And you know, I've had the same dentist for over 30 years. It's a group. We just switched dentist about 3 months ago. It's becoming a group in July. You know, if you're not sharing your business with your warm market companies you're already doing business with, you know, the place I bought my car, it's a group. You know, I encourage people to follow them no matter how small or how large. You've got to get this information in to the decision makers and let them know about it. Follow your personal contacts. You know, who do you know as a friend or a family member, and where do they work? Start making a list about who they know. And then when you build that list, one of the things I like to do a lot of, and you can use Reference USA, you can use, I use Google now. I mean, Google's amazing. You can go to Google and just Google a company name and learn quite a bit about it. You know, their exact location, who the vice president is, the president, who the HR director is, how long they've been in business, how many locations they have. So when you make contacts or when you're making that contact, you don't walk in there with a knowledge that you don't have. You've got to have knowledge. Because let me tell you, companies of any size can read right through somebody that doesn't know what they're doing. They will baffle you so quick, and you'll be back out the door as quick as you came in. You've got to know a little bit about the company before you just start calling them or walking in the front door. And that's the next thing. How do I make the contacts? My method is both. It depends on their location. If they're within a couple, 3 hours, you know, a lot of times I'll make a list of places I'm going, and I'll start dropping into these folks, you know, just, you know, cold call. And that's not always the best way because so many times they're busy or in appointments. So I encourage you, if at all possible, you call companies up and you let them know that, you know, I'm going to be in your area next Tuesday, you know, wanting to see if it'd be a good time if I could stop by morning or afternoon, you know, and just introduce myself. And a lot of times they're going to say, well, who are you with? And, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying I'm with Legal Shield. There's nothing wrong with saying, well, I represent a company that, you know, helps companies like yours and your employees with identity theft problems. You know, we also have a product out there that helps your employees have a will prepared. I'd just like to stop by while I'm in town Tuesday and drop off some information. And I'll tell you why that works so well for me and a lot of folks. It's when you show up at that door of that company, and when you walk in, they always say, can I help you? And if you haven't made that phone call previously, and because we've all done this, if you haven't made the call phone call previously and you tell them who you are, they're going to call that guy up or that lady up and say, there's a so-and-so here with Legal Shield or with such-and-such, and here's the response you're going to get. They're in a meeting. They're busy right now. Okay, you just drove 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, whatever, and you're getting nowhere. But if you made the phone call in advance, then you can say, I walk in and I say, yeah, I just talked to Mr. So-and-so last Friday, told him I was going to stop by today, and he said that'd be fine if I could drop off some material and introduce myself. So many times they'll go get that person or call that person and tell them that you're here because I called them. That's where you get that face-to-face contact. You may or may not get a sit-down appointment with them there, but, folks, that's where you break the ice. That's where you get that first initiation to start talking to somebody. And you build off of that. And many times you got to do follow-ups. You know, you start doing the follow-ups. You know, I've heard Rona Unsel, I've heard a lot of folks talk about, you know, when they're working a company, and everybody always hears this, oh, I want to get that 500 group or that 300 group. You know, they didn't do it with their first appointment. It takes time. It takes time to get to that. And you have to work at it. You have to document your contacts, your times, when you met with them, and do. And when you tell them, you know, I'll get back with you in 2 weeks, you get back with them in 2 weeks. I've had many HR people or many business owners tell me, you know, they're just amazed. Said, man, you're persistent. You know, I said, well, I don't want to sound like I'm being persistent or hounding anybody, but, you know, you told me I had to check with you in 2 weeks, and I just honored what you asked me to do, sir. And, you know, if you respect people, they'll respect you. You know, and as much as we all believe this is the best benefit out there, there's no other benefit better. Sadly, that's not how HR people or presidents of companies see us at all times. You know, they're going to see us as another voluntary benefit, unless they personally dealt with an identity theft or had some legal issue that this would have helped them with. So keep in mind, you know, we are just another supplement benefit, but we are one of the best, if not the best, supplement benefit available today because we don't change our rates. And we've got a proven record of 40 years. So getting those appointments are important. Following up on the appointments are even more important. And you know, one of the nicest things, Rob Vest made a comment many years ago, and now I have quite a few reference letters from schools, counties, hospitals, car dealerships, and I keep those on record so I can share those, you know, one or two, three, just depending on where I'm going, you know, as a reference letter from another third party, business owner. And, you know, those of you that don't have those, you're going, well, that'd be nice. How do I get those? You know, when I heard Rob Beth saying it, I said the same thing. That'd be nice. How do I get those? You ask for them. You ask for reference letters once you get a group open. You know, after you open a group, depending on how well it went, obviously, you know, you want to get back in there within 6 months. You stay in contact with that HR person. Don't just do a group enrollment in June and don't call them until next June. You follow back up with them, you know, 2-3 months down the road, make sure things are going okay. It's your business. It's your account. You've got to stay on top of that. You know, and I'll give you a quick note. Tomorrow morning, I'm going back to a county I just opened up in February. And, It's already been preset. I'll be there tomorrow morning, and it's a follow-up. It's a follow-up for those that enrolled and those that probably should have and didn't that might want to. It's not a re-enrollment presentation, but it's a service. I want to give those folks a service follow-up to let them know that this guy didn't just show up one day and they haven't seen him for years or many, many months. You know, I want to be there to make sure they're activating their identity theft. I want to be there to make sure they have questions. I can be there to help them. You've got to do follow-up. And as you do the follow-up, guess what? You build relationships. You know, build relationships with companies, with HR people, and it's amazing where it'll take you. It'll get you reference letters. It'll get you, some more contacts. You know, they'll help you with other references to other companies. You know, have you ever talked to so-and-so? And I've actually picked up a county doing that from a school district. Those are referenced from the clerk of the school. You've got to build relationships. Jimmy Parrish, I know he's made this comment before, and I picked it up from him. You know, and I'm not saying he didn't. He probably did come up with this idea. But, you know, a gift. Once you open a group, take a plant or give something to that decision maker, the person you're really doing the work with, you know, whether it's the payroll clerk or whatever, a thank you card. I sent one to a school clerk after I got done with an enrollment, and she sent an email thanking me, saying, I thought when I first got the flyers or when they showed up at the school with the flyers, she said, what did my husband do? Because she thought it was from her husband because he got in trouble maybe, and she just laughed. But when she saw the card, she sent a thank you to me. You know, it's just, you know, it doesn't cost $10, $15, $20. Folks, you just opened a group and made $500 to $1,000, $2,000. I mean, what's wrong with $20? That's building that relationship. You've got to stay on top of contacts, opening groups, setting appointments, you know, and then taking care of them. You know, I spend, you know, and I've only got 100 accounts. To me, that's quite a few, but to some of you, that's not enough. To others, that's too many. Everybody can work at their own pace, you know. Mr. Parrish, I don't know how you service all your groups. I know you have other people helping you, and I wish I had as many folks doing that. But I can tell you, one of the things I've spent a lot of time doing the last year, 2 years, is working with my existing groups and now some new conservation groups, building that relationship that first started a group. Whether I started it or somebody else started it, it got open because of a relationship or because they saw a service that they believed in. They saw a value. Now, why did that group not get serviced anymore? You know, I've been to many groups, and I know Ms. Bowden, Linda Bowden and I have talked about this. You can work on groups, and, you know, you'll go back the next time that you just opened the group, you know, last year, and you go back and nothing. And when that happens, a lot of people quit. They quit servicing the group. So, well, this ain't no good no more. I didn't sell nothing. Folks, it's not about selling. It's about taking care of the sale you've already made or somebody else already made. Because once you build a relationship, I can't emphasize that enough. Why do you go to the place you go to buy a car? Why do you shop at the place you shop? Why do you eat at the restaurant you eat at? It's the food sometimes. It's the price sometimes. But it's the service. You know, there's one thing I want you to take away from this call tonight is service. You know, and you know, Mr. Moore, you ran a butcher shop, 5 of them, I think, or more. I don't know. But I worked in a grocery store. Things are definitely different today in the grocery business, retail business. But in the 70s and 80s, the one thing I learned in the grocery business when I was there was take care of your customers. They'll take care of you. And I've learned that to the point that I administer into my business today. I spend a lot of time personally servicing my accounts, making calls, following up, emails, dropping in, just seeing, hey, is everything going okay? Do you need some more material? Because if they get used to seeing you more than once a year, the HR folks or the employees, you become somebody they're used to seeing, not just the guy here to sell to them. And I've got a lot of groups I service that sometimes I won't pick up anything, but the next time I'll pick up one or two. And guess what? It will grow over time. If you stick and stay, you'll get your pay. You know, so building the relationship is so important here. I cannot emphasize that part enough to anybody here. Many times companies are excited about our product at first, and they lose interest. And, you know, I can't understand why they'll let me come in one time, and then they won't let me come back in. But again, you just keep talking to them, keep making the contact, send them a thank you letter. I send Christmas cards out to all my groups every year, the 1st of December. You know, does that cost? You bet it costs. It might cost me $100, $120 for stamps and some cards. Folks, is that worth it? I can tell you right now, I've been on renewals and earnings for the last 2 years. It's definitely worth it. it's definitely worth it. You know, as I mentioned before, some of the things I've started doing, I'm on Mass, Member Advantage Services. You know, I try to have them help me as much as I can, but I don't trust my business 100% to them. I do a lot of my own personal follow-up. I send a personal thank you letter in the first 5 to 15 days to every member I enroll. It takes a little personal time, but again, it's that personal touch I like doing, so they see it coming from me also. You know, and then I'll do follow-ups with them. You know, I work with corporate to find out when, you know, people are activating their identity theft, so I can make sure if they're not activated, like the group tomorrow, I know how many people haven't activated their identity theft. So when I go in there, I can make that statement, because if you can get people to activate their identity theft shield, you know, on the website, guess what? They see the value because they're getting email notifications. And that is retention. That is retention all the way, because once they see it working, they believe in it. They believe in it so much. Some of the other things I want people to understand is in the process of servicing these groups, you know, when you go into a company and you're talking to them, you know, about setting appointments to do enrollments, and I kind of backed up a little bit on this, but I think many times, and I've seen this here locally, I've seen it, well, and I'm sure it's everywhere, it's not just Kansas, but what I've seen happen many times is we want 15 to 20 minutes to make a presentation. Wouldn't that be great? You have to honor the time you're given. Sometimes a company will give you 15, 20 minutes. Sometimes they're going to give you 5 minutes. You've got to find a way to pique interest with information to draw interest into the product. And that it's not fair to the company. It's not fair, or fair to the employee or you. But, folks, if that's all you've got, that's all you get, take it. I serviced a new conservation group this winter. It was a school district 5 hours away from me. But I went to it, and I got there. It was an in-service at a school. And, of course, if you've ever been to an in-service at a school, they're not busy all the time. But they tell you we're booked all day long. But I showed up. I got there early, you know, to meet the principal. He introduced himself. They told me the table they were going to set up for me. You know, you've got to do everything you possibly can. And if it doesn't work, then you try something else. But when I met with him, we talked for a little bit. He said, well, we're going to start our in-service at 8 o'clock. He said, would you like a couple of minutes to talk to everybody before we start? I said, yeah, if you don't mind. I said, that'd be great. And he did. He gave me 2 minutes in front of his staff. It's a small school district. I think there was 35, 40 people. 2 minutes. I sold 7 memberships that day. You know, and that doesn't always happen. But you know what? If I'd have been at the table only, or I hadn't even gone, I wouldn't have had anything. You know, you've got to take the opportunity that's given you and do the best you can with it. You know, we talk about the elevator pitch, the one-minute elevator pitch. What are you going to say in 1 minute to pique people's interest to get more information? Work on those things. Mark Seguin's had a lot of elevator pitches I've seen, and I save them when I see them. You know, I save that information, and I put that into my business. Find ways to pique interest, whether it's 2 minutes or 20 minutes. Be sure you close your sales. Be sure you let people know and follow up. Follow up. You know, fortune's in the follow up. I think that's what I've learned in this business so much. And again, it's not just presentations with individuals or groups, but it's the follow up with the companies and the HR people. I think that's what I enjoy about this business is I get to do it my way. And you know, many times, you know, I know here a week or so ago we had Ross Chantrell on our 9 o'clock call. And I've heard Ross many times, and he talks about, you know, oh, I'm not going to do that, you know. And they said, well, you can do it your own way, but this guy made $1 million in a year. He's talking about Dave Cibola, you know. And so he's thinking, well, maybe I ought to try to do it his way. You know, if you want to make what Dave Cibola makes, then you need to do what Dave Cibola does. If you want to make what somebody else makes, you need to, you know, nothing wrong with being a copycat. Just copy the right cat, you know. But as I said at the beginning, take something from, you know, Ross Chantrell. Take something from Jimmy Parrish. Take something from, you know, anybody you can to help your business grow. You know, one of the neatest little sayings I've heard, and this is a great, not a door opener, but it breaks the ice, folks, with HR people. And I've heard Ross Chantrell say this for years, and Mr. Moore, I know you've heard it too, but, you know, and I doubt he came up with it. But, you know, whenever I walk into a place, I try to say hi to somebody first or how you doing. I try to be the first one to say it and be cheerful, because what are they going to say back to you? Well, hi, I'm fine. How are you? And the best response, and I've heard it so many times, and every time you'll get a pretty good smile, I always come back, well, if I was any better, I'd be you. And people will laugh, and you know what? That really breaks the ice, and then it makes them feel a little more at ease with you. You're not just in there, here's another guy soliciting, which you don't do, but you're here to talk to somebody you want to share. I love doing that because it's fun. This business is fun. You know, I retired from the grocery business March 1st, 2005. I have not worked a day since I left that business. You know, what I do today is my decision where I work, when I work, and how much I work. And, you know, the time freedom this has given me, the income is phenomenal, the trips are fantastic. You know, I mean, you can't ask for, you know, a better setup. But one of the best things is the friendships. You know, John Alvarado, you know, we became good friends with John and Liz, and we've enjoyed being on trips with them and seeing them at things, at events. This is a fun business. You get to meet people and work with people that you choose to work with. You're not told to work with them. So, you know, all I can say is, you know, if you're not getting what you want, then you need to do a little more of it. If that's not working, then change it. Change it up. Try something different. Try a slider. Try a curveball. Try something different. But don't quit. In my 11 years, and Mr. Moore, you've been at it for over 30 years, we have never seen anybody fail at the business. Nobody's ever failed in Legal Shield, ever. They just quit. And I've seen hundreds in Kansas quit. They'll never know what they missed. I know what they're missing. Mr. Moore, I'll turn it back over to you.
Well, I tell you what, Bob, what a lot of information. Of course, you're an inspiration guy, too. I guess that grocery background helped you a lot there, I tell you. And you're right about sending the flowers. You know, just recently I worked at Jeremy and I worked a group, and I sent the lady that helped us. I sent her a bunch of flowers, and she called back to the office and told Sharon Moore. She said, you know, of all the vendors that's called on us, you know, that guy's the only one ever sent me anything. I just sent it because the lady was quite helpful, and I did appreciate it. I wanted to say thank you, just as you said. And just think what impression. She said she'd worked there 30 years, and never one vendor had ever sent her any flowers or a box of candy or anything saying thank you. So I don't think it would be too hard to get in there to work the group next time. Do you, Bob?
No, absolutely. And again, it's fun because you're right. Nobody else does this.
Well, you know, everybody knows Linda Bowden. Linda and I worked together a lot in the 80s. I mean, she's fun to work with. She's energetic. But the thing that Linda's the best in the world about, better, 10 times better than Ken Moore, she sends thank you notes. And, you know, there's nothing better than a handwritten thank you note. Anybody can send emails. Anybody can text. Anybody can type out a letter or send it. But to have a handwritten note means much more to people than the other. Of course, we're modern days. We have to do a lot of those things. But, Bob, you're right on target. You've got a personality that's unsurpassed, and we appreciate you. We love you and that lovely wife of yours. We thank you so for much being on the team. Randy may have a comment if you got another minute, Bob.
Yes.
Randy?
Hey, Bob. Appreciate you and Sherry. Appreciate all the hard work. You've always been there. Anytime we've had a breakout, anytime we've needed you to help behind the scenes, you've always been there, and you're a great team player. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you and you know, all that you've done for the team. And, of course, you know, we spend a lot of times on the trips together, too. So we've got to meet and greet each other many times. But I want to thank you, Bob. Thank you. Thank you for all you do for the team.
Well, thank you, Randy, and our prayers are always with you and your family.
Well, thank you. Mr. Moore, I also wanted to let everyone know that Mr. Larry Smith, he's on our executive advisory board with Legal Shield. He will be our special guest speaker in 30 minutes on the 9 p.m. Central Standard Time call. So I want to encourage everyone that's on the call tonight, if you haven't notified your team of that, you need to make sure. And we'll be also going over the new promotion that we're going to be having, the Blockbuster, summer Blockbuster promotion that's going on. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn it over to you.
Randy, also, I want to say that next Monday night at 9 p.m., Alex Gardner will be doing some training again. Had so many, many requests for Alex to be back on the call. I just had to get him back on. He's such a great, outstanding trainer. And, Randy, like you said, Larry, be here. It's time to wind this call up. But, folks, let's don't forget, let's keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and we'll listen for you at 9 o'clock. Thank you. God bless.
Not everyone.